Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Live on Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center. Solak and Bertrand, presented by DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union, on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Nice. Listen on the app.
And those are the first words spoken on the fifth and final day for Radio Row.
App
here in Atlanta on Zolak and Bertrand. App we have it. Our first fan back there.
Scrap it.
App it.
Scrap it.
It'll be only a matter of mere moments. Paulie won't pay the $58 to get in.
No.
He'll look for a free
ticket. Found out what it costs. It costs $58 to get in here.
U.S.?
Yes. U.S. Not even Canadian.
Wow.
U.S. dollars.
Wow. What do you think it costs?
U.S.
To come visit Radio. You know what? It is cool. I was walking around yesterday. We did a little, like, here's what Radio World looks like.
NFL experience, too. You get the whole NFX.
Yeah, NFL all experience.
All that.
I walked down there with you. I'm like, wow. This, I mean, it always looks good. It looks good. I literally walked past and practically brushed shoulders with Evander Holyfield yesterday, just on the outside.
Look,
no hand. I thought about that afterward.
No handler?
No handler.
Who needs to be his handler or entourage?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Who's going to mess with Evander Holyfield?
I remember.
But it's cool. It's like you walk around Radio Road. It's like, oh, there's Evander Holyfield.
You said that.
Okay.
In fact, you said Holyfield.
Cool.
I remember when we played down here. We took off. And this is back when you could have the pilot doors open. And you could freely walk around and go up in the cockpit as the plane's flying at.
I don't think you were ever supposed to do that.
Well, you could do that prior to 9/11. Yeah, you could.
Wait, hold on.
I told you the stories, yes.
Not on a commercial flight.
No.
On a chartered flight. A chartered flight.
Patriots team plane.
That's a little different.
Come on up, guys. If you want to take a quick peek. You go
up and steer for a while.
We'll see something from up here. We can see Evander Holyfield's house.
Watch this. I can do it with my knees.
Sit on my lap. Work the levers.
We're up above something. Up above Atlanta. And it was on the outskirts. You can see little dot houses. He said, you see that big thing here? That's Evander Holyfield's house, 30,000 square feet.
For years flying into Vegas, you could see pretty much side by side Mike Tyson and Wayne Newton's house as you were coming in from the east because they lived out west like Henderson. And it's obvious. You know, there's two palatial compounds there. And it's like, oh, there's Tyson. There's Wayne Newton.
That's crazy.
He's right there.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Fifth day down here.
Does he need to be turned up to you?
No.
Okay. I can barely hear him.
Why don't you get your Q-tips up?
I can hear you.
I can't hear him. Yeah.
It's better now.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
I want to make sure everything's good.
I think it's okay. 617-779-0985. If you were listening to the crossover with Toucher and Rich, you know that we have a boatload of guests today. Ton of guests.
Yeah. It's good. I don't feel like talking.
Oh, good. Well, you still have to talk to the guests.
I'm kidding.
Do you not?
Shut up.
We'll start that up at 10:40 with Maurice Jones-Drew, who will join us. Jackie Slater will join us coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. We've got a bunch of guests here today, and who knows who else might stop by. We might add to the list.
We're
pretty full, but yeah. We may add to the list. RJ Bell, by the way.
We're trying to get Jim Gray on.
One of our regulars. I'd say you're kidding, but you're not.
I'm not. I'll come back. I'll make good.
So one of our regulars, RJ Bell, who we love and we talk to every Friday during football season, is here.
Oh, I hung out with him for a while yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
And?
RJ Bell.
He's RJ.
He's RJ.
RJ on the radio is RJ in real life.
Pretty much.
Jesus. Great.
Yeah.
That's scary.
So we're going to try and get him here at our table today to do our segment in person.
He's planning on it.
Yeah, I know he's planning on it. We just haven't nailed down a time yet. We're not sure exactly what time he'll be.
Maybe Hardy nailed down a time yesterday. I don't know.
Yeah, you guys exchange numbers?
No. But, I mean, he's... What? Jim's got his number.
Do we have a cell?
Probably. I got to go through my emails.
Yeah, go through the emails.
Yeah, it'll be fine. He's good. He's all good.
All right. Well, we'll sort that out as the day goes on. 617-779-0985 as we are now on Friday's O. What's your thought on this game? Do you have one thing that the Patriots are going to need to do, one thing that the Patriots will do in order to win this game?
Take the ball, score first, 10-play drive, 12-play drive, exactly the same fashion that you're going to get from the Kansas City game. Talked to a couple people last night. It's the combination of both defensively and offensively where you got a quarterback where you're going to attack like you did against Phillip Rivers, and I think you want to start fast the way you did against Kansas City on offense. I think they feel that Goff is a guy that could give up some. Not quite the type of player Foles last year. Young player that they can maybe, I think, dupe into making some bad decisions in this game where you're going to give him the look of all-out blitz. But I said, man, I love the cover zero. I love that. I love the blitz stuff. He says, we can't do it all the time. Can't do it all the time. We're going to pick and choose when we do it. We're going to do it, though.
So I agree with this getting out in front part. I do. And let's do this, though.
I think it's vital for both sides.
Let's say it happens. Yeah. They get the ball first. They start the game with the football. They want to go on a 10, 12-play drive. They want to eat up 7 minutes of clock. They want to do all those great things. How often do they mix in the run on that drive?
A lot.
If it's a lot of time, you have to run the football to take time off the clock.
Lot.
That's
a
what
lot.
You're doing.
I think it's the same type of drive against Kansas City. A lot of runs.
Okay.
Traps. I'm talking traps, counters, backside stuff where you get flow going one way. And I'm thinking Sony Michel. I think it's a big dose of Sony Michel Burkhead to start this game.
So
75% Michel, 25% Burkhead in the thought of the run process.
I want to take this one more step, too. What if it turns out like Super Bowl 51, they start running the football with LeGarrette Blount early in that game and they have no success and they get away from it? Will they do that again in this game?
No, I think they come back and stay committed to it. No, because you got three good backs. At that time, you knew that Blount was in trouble. He didn't have the speed, and after that, all you have is James White. That makes you one-dimensional. The fact you have three different guys with three different sets of versatility, that gives you the ability to flip the switch to three different types of offenses. It really does. You know, you're in the gun, you're empty with James White. You could even...
I was going to say, they're going to be empty with James White and run these draw plays that they love to run.
I wouldn't be shocked if it's White and Burkhead, White and Devlin a little bit, so you get that regular personnel, get them in regular. Then you could go empty. Now you got a big fullback that could catch and see if they're stupid enough to put a linebacker on him or one of those big defensive end type guys. So we'll see.
That, to me, is going to be one of the questions. Because
Devlin's a big part of this game,
As we've talked about, the run defense... For the Rams, the last couple of games has been really good. It's been improved. It's been better than what they were in the regular season. A big part of that is Ndamukong Suh has, I don't know, committed to playing well, has sort of gotten off his ass and not just gone after the quarterback. He's actually committed to doing the things they want you to do.
Right.
And that makes him a harder player to compete against and makes it a tougher job. And so if they run into a wall early, do they commit to it still, or do they get away from it? I agree with you. They're going to stay.
I do too. I don't think they had a belief in a running game back then. They knew Atlanta's speed laterally was too big for them to say we're going to bang you all day with LeGarrette Blount. And Blount really wasn't that type of guy to do it with. You know, he sort of picked and chose. You picked on the teams like Indianapolis that were softer up front that you could block. So that's it.
All right, so we're going to get to some of your calls here early on this game because we're not going to have a lot of time to talk to you today. So some of your final thoughts on the week for the Patriots and going forward and, you know, what this game is going to be. Where are you going, Zoe? Oh.
Hey, I'm not trying to get you on. I call games.
Patrick Mahomes that Zoe steps aside to say hello to.
That's how you. All right. Is he going to sit down with us?
No.
Zoe just wanted to go say
hello.
Just wanted
to say hi.
You know what Zoe just did to us? He did what Deion Sanders did to us
with Antonio Brown.
When Antonio Brown walked
I don't want him on. We don't need to get him on. Just tell him it's a pleasure to call games against him. So you're going to be good a long time. Nice kid.
You did. You said we don't even want to get you on. You played it cool.
The weirdo hand.
I'm not trying to get you on. Relax.
The handler stuff.
Just want to say hello.
You got six people around him handling him. God forbid a kid wouldn't be able to walk down an aisle without the help of those six handlers.
I don't want to tell you how to do the Zolak and Bertrand show, but next time try and get him on, too. You know?
Well, we're close to break.
To get him on, though, you don't talk to him.
No, you got to set it up.
So I have no issue with him saying that to him.
I didn't say it to him. I said it to the people. It was more for the people around him.
He's trying to break that barrier.
Good-looking young man, isn't he?
Yeah, he's
like I said.
He's got to do well in this life.
Like I said, some guys have the charisma to hold them when they walk in. He's one of them.
I saw him yesterday, and I walked up to him, and I said, "Young man, you have got it.
You've got it.
You've got that thing called.
You've got it.
Same thing that Lillian Gitch said to me 40 years ago. Young man, hey, you have.
We got young Eddie Andelman here. He's got it.
He's got it.
Do you believe jambalaya?
Jambalaya.
Wow, 17 years since Jambalaya.
No.
17 years to the day, tomorrow night when they kick it off.
Jambalaya was 96, dude.
It was 01, I thought.
No, it was 96 when you were playing.
Holy Jesus.
23 years ago,
23 years ago to the date.
Wow.
Interesting. Jambalaya. Wow.
Man.
Yeah, that's 96. A few years off, but that's okay. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. We will get to your calls coming up on this game before we get into some of our guests for the day. The first one coming up at 1040, it's Maurice Jones-Drew. He's apparently got an issue with Zoe, so we're going to sort that out with MJD, and we'll talk to him about the running game. Okay, when you get a running back on, you talk about what happens if you run into that wall early in a game, and it's a big part of a game plan. He should have some good answers on that, but we'll talk to you coming up next. We're in Atlanta here on Radio Row.
Zolak and Bertrand, live on Radio Row, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand are live on Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center, presented by
underground, thunderbounds, and I stop the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback, a orangutan. You can't stop a train. Who wants some? Don't come unprepared. I'll be there, but when I leave there, better be a household name. With the man telling us it ain't gonna rain. So now we sit in a drop.
Zolak and Bertrand on this Friday morning. Ahead of Super Bowl 53, things are really picking up here in the city of Atlanta, getting ready for the game. A lot more people here where we are. There's just people everywhere, and Patriots fans are everywhere, by the way. Everywhere. Have you seen them, Hardy?
The Patriots fans?
Yes.
Went to the Patriot welcome party last night, and the people that are going to be attending our rally on or our party on Saturday, every single person that came up to me said they're going to our thing at the Hudson. Where's the Hudson? I said, make sure you go to the one Midtown. There's a couple locations.
So that was at the team's welcome party that they had last night at the College Football Hall of Fame. And I'm probably a little biased by that, my thinking, because I was there with 1,000 Patriots fans. And I had, 50 of them approach me and make sure they had the details right for Saturday.
Yeah, we gave them.
No, it's on the streets, too, because I had to... I've been looking for coffee all
on
week.
On the streets.
The coffee here is terrible. So I went out of my way to walk past this building to the Starbucks on the corner. The entire Starbucks, that entire area was full of Patriots fans.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Well, I can tell you that I found a Dunkin' Donuts this morning right around the corner from my new hotel that I checked into last night.
Which is my new hotel. Nice.
Yeah, it's right there. You just got to know where it is.
The in-room coffee, very good at that hotel.
Okay.
Why would I do that if I have a Dunkin' right there?
Okay. If you go, you know how you guys are on Peachtree right there? You go a block off and a block down. There's a place called Landmark Diner, 24/7. One of the best diners I've been to.
Okay.
They got the big, thick cheesecakes.
I was going to go there.
It's an official New York diner, buddy.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to go there for breakfast tomorrow morning.
Oh, it's awesome.
Okay. Because I was going to go this morning and ran out of time, and I'm going to do this.
Hey. Going to go tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
Shredded hash browns. Tell them crust the outside with a little bit of onion on it.
Okay. Mm.
This hour of coverage from Radio Row on this Friday brought to you by Hell of a Good Football Dip. Tell them to put a little Hell of a Good on your eggs there tomorrow, Zoe.
Lick it.
Hell of a good dip.
Scrap it.
Zoe says, lick it. 617-779-0985. This work, Zoe? This look like it's working to you?
Nope. I mean, Stafowitz. We got issues. We got technical issues.
Just throw that over there. I got to unplug it so the pad works.
Attaboy.
Staskowitz.
There we go.
Staskowitz.
All right.
Whisk. I hate you.
Hold on.
Staskowitz.
Wits.
Dan is in Grafton. Dan, go ahead.
Bobby, so how you doing, boys?
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Outstanding.
I just had a couple of questions for you, man. I heard they were working Matthew Slater out as a wide receiver. Is that true?
What?
No.
For this game?
No.
Yeah.
No way.
No.
No.
Okay, why didn't they draft him to do that?
No. Okay.
Drafted him to be a special teamer. Are we doing Matthew Slater receiving calls?
Well, we're going to do a lot of Matthew Slater talk today. We're going to talk to his dad, Jackie Slater, in less than an hour.
Right.
And we're going to talk to Maurice Jones-Drew, who's also a close friend of Matthew Slater's.
Oh.
So, hey, we'll have some Matthew Slater talk for you on the show today.
Edelman and the Wildcat. Isn't that what he did?
Yeah.
Our buddy Derek in Foxborough. Hi, Derek.
What's up, D?
Oh, what's up, guys? I love your interview with Rich Eisen.
Thank
you. I thought that was a great interview.
I appreciate that. Rich is a good dude.
I like to talk a lot of smack about the Patriots. But, yeah, he's a good dude. He talks smack a lot, but he's good. I'm looking at this game, and, you know, it reminds me a lot of the 2003 Super Bowl against the Panthers, against Jake Delhomme. That's kind of who Jared Goff.
You know, that's interesting, Derek. You know, because everybody, you know, likes to compare Super Bowl teams to Super Bowl teams of different eras and matchups. And, of course, it's not the 04 team. That 04 team is a wagon. I wouldn't compare Goff to Donovan McNabb. But if you got to compare him to any of them,
this is an interesting exercise. Where does Goff rank among the quarterbacks they've played in Super Bowls?
I like that.
Where does he rank? You're talking about Kurt Warner?
Kurt Warner's a Hall of Famer.
You're talking about Donovan McNabb, Jake Delhomme. You have faced
Eli's borderline Hall
Eli
of Famer.
Eli twice.
So Eli's two.
Russell Wilson. And Nick Foles. Jared Goff is...
Foles, McNabb, Goff. He's at the bottom.
Goff might be the worst quarterback they've ever played in a Super Bowl.
Well, he's had a good year.
Who was the worst
quarterback if we did this list last year before the Super Bowl?
It would be Foles.
Foles.
But Foles is still just ahead of him. You see what I'm saying? I'd put Russ Wilson ahead of Foles.
Oh.
Eli, Kurt Warner, they're all ahead of Foles.
You'd put... Russell Wilson ahead of Foles?
Not Delhomme. I mean, Delhomme would be... I put Delhomme behind Foles based on the performance.
Okay.
But going into the game,
I don't know that you would say that.
Right. I don't know. So, who gets hot at that time, man? You know?
Yeah. But he's down... He's the bottom of the list. He'll be the worst quarterback they've played in a Super Bowl. Jake in Boston says, the Patriots are distracted. Why do you think that, Jake?
Hey, poems, Hamlet, and Insta stories that rival an 18-year-old girl. That's Tom Brady's week this week on social media. I mean, did you see the Stephen Colbert thing last night? He had this long Hamlet monologue that was at least 2 minutes. That takes a normal person like 2 weeks to freaking memorize. Julian Edelman. Does Julian Edelman want to win this game, or does he want to push T-shirts and memes? Because that's all I've seen on his social. Yeah. Dante Hightower. He missed the walkthrough yesterday, guys. He wasn't sick enough to like a bunch of posts on Instagram. Bill was out with Linda last night. Grotz in every second raffle video.
Where'd Bill go with Linda? Where'd Bill go with Linda?
Where are Bill and Linda?
I don't know. Go look at Instagram. They were out last night.
Was Edelman hawking shirts Charger Week?
I will look right now.
Not taking this game seriously. This is the team that was... They went off. They were not on digital media before the Chiefs game. They completely shut off, and they were focused. They came out.
Brady didn't do any hype videos prior to that, right?
Now we're seeing the same team that came out in Miami with the McCourty brothers with their social justice T-shirts, not focused on the game, and coming out flat. This team's coming out flat on Sunday, just like they've come out flat in the last 9 Super Bowls. And can we get this team away from digital media and social media and their cell phones for one weekend so we can win another Super Bowl? If not, it's going to look just like the Eagles game, and it's going to be horrible.
All right, Jake. Fair criticism. What are they doing on social media? And what are they revealing on social media?
In their hotel rooms.
I'm looking at Linda Holliday's, Bill Belichick's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Looks like she was out doing some field trip charity work type of stuff yesterday. Yeah, not with Bill. Right. Bill's not in any of these.
Bill's a practice.
I'm watching her story right now.
Yep.
Oh, there they are.
That's media night.
That was what they do. They went to dinner. That looks like the most they may have done.
He's wearing the same thing.
He's wearing the same thing that he wore yesterday to availability.
Did she have a snakeskin jacket on? Type jacket?
No, she was wearing a white dress.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't see any of that, but hey.
Oh, that's what she came down in. That was when they first arrived.
Here's the good news on Brady. Brady doesn't do his Instagram stories and all these productions. He's got a team.
So does Edelman.
He has a team that's putting them together. Hightower was on, apparently, Instagram, but he couldn't practice. What does that mean? So if he's laying in bed and he's sick, they put him down his
phone. Don't touch your phone.
Really?
It's joking. Edelman went to a pop-up shop in Boston prior to the Charger came for a BLA selling of T-shirts. All this BLA stuff started Charger Week, pal.
All I would say is it's okay to question what's going on there. If you put it out there on social media, it's fair game for people to look at it and not like. So if he doesn't like it, he thinks it's a distraction. We'll find out on Sunday if it was. But I don't see anything there that tells me they're distracted or doing things that aren't related to doing their job as of right now. But I'll keep an eye on it. You on Insta there? So I am now. Sports Hub Beetle.
My kids taught me how the Finsta. You post and it poofs away. So you could pick.
I am right there.
You could put naughty pictures on.
Well, I'm sorry?
Not naughty, but like kids. They tell me kids do the naughty pictures. And
I thought that was Snapchat.
That's like it's Finsta's like the fake Instagram. I'm not down with it.
Took me this I'm long. Down with some stuff. Took me this long to get on Instagram. We need to slow down with all these other technologies. Dave is in Connecticut. Dave.
Hey boys, I'm a first time caller, a long time listener.
Dave. That's nice.
Hey, Zoe, you guys are down in Atlanta, so you see a lot of the old players and whatnot coming through. There's one particular guy who's a native son of down there, still lives there. I think he would have been a great interview. I don't know if you've seen him this week, but perhaps the guy who had the most to do with this 20-year run that we've been on.
And that is?
Do you know who that is?
Yeah,
that,
you're going to say Mo Lewis. I know that's what you're going to say.
Yeah, that's Mo. I know it's been beaten to
Mo
death.
Mo Lewis doesn't deserve anything. Mo Lewis doesn't deserve Jack, Dave. I'm not giving thanks to Mo Lewis.
I ate with Mo Lewis.
Such a lame take. That's been going on for years.
No.
Oh, yeah. Give Mo Lewis thanks for nearly killing Drew Bledsoe. That was good. We liked that. Let me ask a question to everyone who believes that was the thing that set everything in motion. Do you believe that Tom Brady would not have ascended to become the Patriots quarterback? May not have happened in 2001.
Well, the transition was already in place.
May not have happened that year. Yeah. It may have never happened. Bill Belichick will tell you otherwise. He will tell you that they were on the verge of putting him in anyway.
Yeah.
Okay? And in hindsight, I'm not buying that. You don't get credit for that. You would have had credit if you actually benched Bledsoe.
Right.
But you didn't.
But team
you,
was did, 0-
you don't get credit for that.
Team started 0-2. He already beat out Damon here, and I told Felger he's throwing the best out of anybody. And
do you honestly believe that without the Mo Lewis hit, that Brady would have just remained a backup and never played?
No,
I don't believe that, and you shouldn't believe it either. It may have delayed the start of the run, but it would have happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
First
give
day
Mo Lewis his credit.
First day
like,
I signed.
No.
First day I signed with the Jets. Mo Lewis picks me up. We go to eat at Peter Luger's Steakhouse. And I throw down my credit card, and he goes, they don't take cash here. They only take cash here. He goes, I got it. You're covered. Threw down like 600 bills. Me, him, and guess who? Big Daddy, of course, set the dinner up. Yeah. Peter Luger's only cash.
Bledsoe could have died. His chest cavity was filling with blood. Like he had emergency surgery to save his life when that happened. I hate celebrating that moment. I hate that.
I won't.
That's the worst type of thing to celebrate. And I truly believe Brady would have become the quarterback.
People didn't understand how truly bad it was. And then I had the stuff. I talked to his dad, and I put it out there on a Sports Final one night. And one of the things I said, Drew actually had another pint and a half of blood drained from the lung. They got out to the team. Bill's pretty pissed. I said it. And he goes, we don't want to talk about medical stuff out there. And that's one of the lessons I learned early. He goes, once you get the detailed medical stuff, we release it as a team, okay? Let's not go through dad. I think they were maybe a little upset that didn't get out there. At the time, and I don't think people knew how dire it was for Bledsoe. There was a couple day period there, man, where it was touch and go.
Yeah, I would never root for anyone to be injured in that fashion ever. I don't care what team they play for, who they are, good player, bad, doesn't matter. But no, track him down, Zoe, if you see him, and give him a handshake on behalf of New England.
Hey, Mo, what'd that feel like when you hit him?
Yeah.
We'll get the guy on. Hey, if Lawrence Taylor's here, hey, what was it like when you broke Theismann's leg? Did you hear that crack? Did it pop? Did they hear it on the sideline like they say they did?
Kevin and Worcester has a thought.
Did it really sound like a stick snapping?
Kevin and Worcester on Dante Hightower. What do you have on him?
Yeah, first of all, Dante Hightower is bringing back memories of Malcolm Butler from last year, and that got me thinking how mad I still am at Belichick. So I decided I wanted to spice up the conversation on the radio a little today by bringing up Belichick's head coaching record without Tom Brady, and it's a whopping 55-57. So I think the conversation, who's more important, should not be talked about anymore.
Okay.
Are we talking about it?
No, we weren't. But he said, is Hightower this year's Butler? What's going on with Hightower?
Stop.
What's he doing on social media? Why wasn't he in practice yesterday?
Stop.
You don't like that conspiracy theory?
No.
Yeah, I don't either, unfortunately.
Hightower.
But if he doesn't play on Sunday, we'll be asking questions about his Instagram account. We'll talk to Maurice Jones-Drew, former NFL running back, coming up here on Zolak and Bertrand. It's on the way from Radio Row. This hour of coverage is brought to you by our friends at Hell of a Good Football Dip.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Final day here on Radio Row as we get closer and closer to Super Bowl 53 Sunday here in Atlanta. Pace coming up. Stay with us right here on Zolak and Bertrand. Bruins suffered the loss last night at home to the Flyers, 3-2 in overtime. Bruce Cassidy after the game.
More self-inflicted damage from the back end tonight. Very disappointed. To give up a breakaway in the last minute, getting caught up the ice. We gave up a 2-on-1 to Giroux. Same thing earlier, getting caught. Like, we got to fix it. The guys got to decide if they're going to play the right way and buy in and understand what we are right now.
Bruins have a couple of days off, but it won't get any easier as they have to travel to Washington to play the Capitals for a Sunday matinee. Celtics in action tonight. They take on the Knicks at 7:30. Knicks making big news yesterday, trading Kristaps Porzingis to the Mavericks. We'll get the latest from Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell. Pre-game 7 o'clock, tip-off 7:30 right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Headlines are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the program that's helped Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston lose 25 pounds and counting. What's stopping you? He was not fat. What's stopping you? I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
It's Zolak and Bertrand. Live on Radio Row on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Live on Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center. Zolak and Bertrand, presented by DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union, on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Will this be in the medley of songs that Maroon 5 does on Sunday night?
100%.
You think so?
Yep.
Think they start out with the old stuff?
This is a great sitting by the pool song, down at the beach song. Just cruising along, yeah, hanging out. You're not going to get like in your car and say, hey, let's put this up on the spot.
I think this song is like, I looked this up when they sort of debuted.
They're going to do more current stuff.
I think it's 2003 was when they came out.
Yeah, play.
This album?
Play one of the hits, man.
So this was out when the Patriots played.
I hope they don't do payphone.
I'm trying to think of it.
They'll do 30 seconds of it.
They're going to do a medley.
Like
right.
Montage type stuff.
It's usually how it goes at the halftime.
Yeah.
They did not hold a press conference this week. Did you notice that? First time in a long time that the halftime act.
They did, just nobody showed up. They didn't know who they were. Maroon 5 could walk through right through here right now.
That's not true.
I would not recognize.
You'd recognize Adam Levine.
Oh, my God, Adam Levine.
You would recognize Adam Levine for sure.
He's so good. Look, you'd see him in a second.
What does he look like?
You know exactly.
Oh, my God. He's not the singer, like the voice or whatever.
Little, you know, stubble. Stubble.
Let me look at a picture.
He's big on the stubble.
He looks like a more edgy Ian Rappaport.
Yep, cute. No.
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 Stupid comment.
I ain't close.
All right, I know Adam Levine. I know what he looks like.
You would know. I wouldn't know anybody else, but I know him.
He looks so.
Girls like him.
He's got a little Amendola in him, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
That's a great comparison. Size-wise, too.
He probably suffers from being in Maroon 5 ED? Versus just being Adam Levine, right?
Oh, what?
Sorry?
You said he suffers, I said, from ED? What?
No, I'm saying
what?
No.
I don't know. I didn't know where you're going with it.
No, I'm saying, isn't there more money to make if you're just the solo act as opposed to being in a band?
I don't know. Hey.
Depends
isn't
on
there more money to share with those idiots?
Depends on how they split up them royalties and songwriting.
Be like if I did a solo
publishing.
Show.
Yeah.
That's
a,
you guys.
That's a problem with starting.
Publishing, Beatle.
That's a problem with starting a band with like people you like and your friends with instead of just being like assembled.
Yeah, can't hurt your feelings. Don't want to hurt their feelings.
Do you think the split was equal and in sync? Did Justin Timberlake get a bigger cut or did Justin Timberlake say, forget this. I'm getting equal pay for being the star. I'm going to become my own thing. And he did.
Different bands have done it differently over the years. I don't know. I have no idea what the split is like with those guys. Who's listed as songwriters? Some bands like REM, where they're famous for what every single song
it's
they ever
the
published,
end of
they
the
said
world.
Every songwriting credit on every REM album is is Mills, Barry, Buck, Stipe. Four
Mills?
Equal across the board, all four of them. No matter who wrote it, no matter who did what on it.
Very egalitarian way of
25%.
Doing 25%.
Boom.
Yeah, wow. Let's go to, hold on, Mouse. Zach, who's in the car. Zach, go ahead.
Hey guys, I got 3 points, one on the game, but let me start by saying congratulations to the entire team on an outstanding week for you guys. You have absolutely crushed it with your guests. Just an outstanding week. If I had to single out one that I enjoyed the most, John Hanna was an absolute treat to listen to. So congrats
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank
on
you.
The
Thanks.
Game, I think that Wade Phillips sound that you played yesterday, I think he's going to have something special planned. When he says, I've been doing the same thing for 30 years, I think what he's signaling is, the way I interpret it is, he's going to have something different for the game. And then my final point, for Rejoin music instead of Easy Lover, sample Sweet Fox on the Run and see how that plays.
Thanks. What is it?
Sweet Fox on the Run?
I don't know that one.
Never heard of it.
I don't know what that
Should
one is.
Should we know that one?
I don't know.
Oh.
Huh. We'll have to check into that. We'll check into that, if you don't mind. Wade Phillips saying that he's done the same thing for 30 years. He's not lying.
Yeah. Wade's right.
I wouldn't give
Wade
him
doesn't watch a ton of film.
I wouldn't give him the credit for trying to be sneaky.
Yeah.
I'm not fearful of him breaking out something special or doing something different. All right, we're going to get into some of our guests that are coming up here on the show. We've got a lot lined up for the day, and we'll do that coming up next from Radio Row in Atlanta.
Zolak and Bertrand, live on Radio Row, 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's Zolak and Bertrand, live on Radio Row, presented by DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union, on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. We're live on Radio Row in Atlanta getting ready for Super Bowl 53. And we have a guest in our Big Y world-class market guest chair. You definitely remember him from his NFL playing career, longtime running back with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And now he's doing all kinds of media stuff on NFL Network, on their programming, and also color analyst for one of the teams in the Super Bowl. And we know it's not the Patriots. So as you just told me, you're behind enemy lines now.
I feel like this was a setup, but I'm ready though.
Reese Jones, true. It's like a heavyweight fight weighing.
You know, I've been talking trash about you, right?
I heard that.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, I've been challenging everybody's broadcast team, me and JB versus the world.
How'd that work?
We're in the Super Bowl.
I mean,
so is that.
So we're going to keep going. We're going to keep doing it.
Okay. You got the ending call ready in case it goes well for you?
Well, you know, what's funny is I just react off of whatever JB does because he kind of is he's the voice. So yeah. I just come in with I just put a little sauce on it, a little swagoo is what I like to call it.
So, you know? So I think the comment you did make about him, and you probably made it about others, that he's a homer.
That's crazy.
But I've learned from him to be a homer as well for the Rams.
I was going to say, so what are you on the Rams broadcast?
The biggest homer.
You like? Yeah.
Why
so you
not?
Get excited, you get into the game.
Oh, yes, I get into the game, I get excited. What's funny is a lot of the guys, I either played against them for the Rams, like Aqib Talib and
great.
Andrew Whitworth,
yep.
C.J. Anderson, or I grew up with them like Marcus Peters, C.J. Anderson, other guys as well. And then some of the younger guys I'm able to mentor in certain situations in the offseason, they'll ask questions. So, you know, I'm part of the family like you are.
Do you ever listen to the Cincinnati calls? Like we do radio every day, so we play the call. Do you ever hear that Dave Lappin guy? Just cheers.
No, I don't do
that. Go, AJ, go.
Now, there's one time
give him coverage every once in a while.
Well, there's one time I want to say, I forgot, I think we were in Tampa, and one of the guys picked up the ball and he was running. And he was looking around. I was like, just run, man. But I had to pull myself. I felt like I was on the sideline. So I had to remove myself back. I was like, I apologize.
Like a coach.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I just had to get it
Just
there.
Take off and go. But no, it's exciting. You
Some
know?
Of the stuff when you see it up there, like a cover two open up. You see Gronkowski going up to seam. And I'm like, I jump up. And then I got a holdback guy now.
Do you?
Mark Capello. Yeah, he holds me back.
Seriously.
He grabs me.
Yeah.
Don't step
like
on
Like McVay's guy.
Yeah.
Grabs him back.
Yeah, you got to have that. You got to have those type of guys. There's so just like you all see certain things, and you'll see guys running wide open. I'm just like,
throw it to him.
Just easy. Because, you know, sometimes they get too wide open.
Guys
mess it up, right? It's been an interesting and exciting deal. 3 years ago, when they moved here with Jeff Fisher, you know, I know Jeff gets a bad rap sometimes, but when I came in here, he allowed me to go to meetings. He allowed me to do different things that normally I don't know if guys are allowed to do, and just kind of be treated like a player, made it comfortable for me. And then obviously when Sean came, the same thing. So it's just, you know, it's been a great experience, and this is around football all the time.
What's the biggest change you've seen with Goff? Going back to everybody was going, obviously people are calling him a bust,
right?
You know, as a rookie, and sometimes you see some of the stuff on that HBO Inside. Yeah. What's the name of that?
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
And it's sort of exposed, like, hey, we're trying to get you plays you like, and it made you look down on Goff. What the transformation? Is it all McVay?
No, I think it's a little bit of everything. They put a lot of weapons around him. They started to protect him a little bit better. But the biggest thing is this: people don't understand. Jared Goff's never taken a snap under center until he got to the NFL. Because everyone's in this shotgun world, right, where they do the spread offense. That's what he did in Pop Warner. That's what he did in high school. He did it in college. So it's just like, man, like this guy had to learn how to do the fundamentals of getting your hands under center and not pulling out. That was the first thing they had to work on when he got there. And then you got to talk about all the other things that come with quarterback, identifying coverage, getting guys in the right position. And so one of the things that I think McVay did, he simplified their offense the year one, and he threw the balls that Jared was most comfortable throwing. A lot of in-breaking routes, things that, you know, 10 to 15-yard routes, intermediate, and he excelled at that. And then year two, they opened it up a little bit more, and that's what you're seeing now is the growth where he's calling different plays and he's doing different things. The time clock is going off, so McVay can't talk to him anymore and all those different type of things. And he's just he's growing as a player. And so I think that's what you're seeing. And so now he's just playing at a high level. They're comfortable. There's a lot of plays that they do, a lot of repeat plays, which I think we both know is important in this game to kind of run, trying to see the same coverage so you can make better reads and get more comfortable. And he's doing a great job.
We've spent a lot of time this week talking about the importance of the run game for the Patriots and how we believe the defense of the Rams has done a better job stopping the run in the playoffs than maybe they were doing in the regular season. Are you seeing that as well?
Oh, yes. I wrote an article on James Devlin about how important it is to have a fullback that'll go in there and remove guys out of the hole. And that's why you see Sony Michel, you know, running the way he's running. And so it's a different task because a lot of teams, the Saints didn't utilize their fullback. A couple other teams didn't utilize fullback. So the Dallas doesn't utilize fullback. So now this is something that you haven't practiced against. You have to be able to go in there, and their linebackers aren't big 250-pound guys. They're 220-pound linebackers that run and catch. So we'll see how it goes.
All right, man. First Super Bowl for you. Good luck.
I appreciate it. You ready?
You know who I'm rooting for.
I'm rooting for.
I'm ready.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Maurice.
Thank you. No problem, man.
Drew, former NFL running back, former All-Pro. You definitely remember his career. And he will be calling the game for the L.A. Rams coming up this Sunday night in his role as their radio color analyst. Of course, you can also catch him on NFL Network. We're here on Radio Row, and we are going to stay put right here because we're going to have a guest coming on. Just a moment. Someone else going to put a headset on here or no? No?
Yeah. I didn't know. I thought we went to break.
No, we did that.
I think everybody's coming on right now.
All right. We're good. He's just talking to Maurice Jones-Drew here. Jonathan. His lovely wife, Patty.
Why don't we have Patty sit down?
Patty, why don't you sit down?
No?
Why not? She's so shy.
Wow. Everyone knows you're here.
Patty's become the biggest fan of Hardy.
We've heard you're such a fan of the show.
Yeah.
she's really not coming
she's
on.
She's not. She's definitely not coming on.
This is not.
Why don't we just get the commercials in while Jonathan's talking?
Yeah, let's do that right now. We'll be right back with Jonathan.
Good idea.
Zolak and Bertrand live on Radio Row 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.